perspective on when we talk about the procurement aspect, because I think that we procurement consists of three different layers, distinct layers that we need to separate when we talk about it. We do have the procurement processes, how we do procurement, and that is one thing. That is processes based on predictability, right criteria, we evaluate bids against criteria. That is the processes. We have the procurement legislation that tells us how to interpret the third level, that is the procurement principles, the foundations of procurement, the purpose of why we even have legislation and processes in order to stimulate competition, basically. So when we talk about procurement and how we can create a space for experimenting, we need to know where we are in these layers. Because on top of everything, we have got 1 million guidelines and methodologies where all of these layers are completely entangled. So it's very difficult to figure out what kind of room we actually have. So I think the first step is to, we need to start identifying these three layers. Because if we clash with internal procurement processes, it shouldn't be a problem at all. People would be angry, but it wouldn't be a problem apart from that. But if we clash with the basic procurement principles, that is about stimulating competition, we have a much bigger problem. But if we cannot separate these from each other, we will get confused. And we are confused. And that, I think, is one of the reasons why we're struggling with procurement for innovation and sustainability.